This is Rocket Buster Radio.
Welcome to Rocket Buster Radio.
Rocket Buster Radio.
Weekly wrestling talk.
They know how to fucking put on wrestling moves.
We've seen him. He is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Did he throw a shoe at Billy Gunn?
They're showcased well. It's like in 5-minute matches.
The Fatal Four.
William Washington.
Michael Z.
Matthew Scott.
Nick Marsico.
Special guest.
I always liked really working with CM Punk a lot.
James Winsky. He's awesome. What the heck is kayfabe? What is that?
Live.
What kind of stupid question is that?
Fuck you,
yeah.
Scott. He went to the top rope. He delivered a big slam.
Ring of Honor DVD.
Rocket Busta Radio. Saturdays live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on XMD Radio.
Fans, as our steel cage lowers into place, I'm going to be honest with you. Eric Danger is 50-something years old. He's an old man, and Matt McClain is one of the most vicious and dangerous wrestlers in the business today when that steel cage door closes. And Eric Danger looks across that ring, it's going to be nothing short of a bloodbath, and folks, that I can almost guarantee. I'm not sure what Eric Danger did to piss Mr. Batiste off, and for Mr. Batiste to put him inside that cage. What did Eric do that was so bad to Mr. Batiste that he deserves this brutality? Whatever it was, it must have been absolutely horrific. Someone get the body bag ready, because it's time to go to ring announcer, Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest will be one fall and will hold no time limit. Coming down the aisle, he is a WWE radio shock job. He is Eric Danger.
Would you look at the face of fear that's painted across Eric Danger's blank gaze as he enters into that hellacious steel cage structure? You know what, folks? Eric Danger hasn't said anything bad about me. But for all the guys in the back, especially Lee Real, who constantly is the butt of Eric Danger's small penis jokes, I bet this match is going to be nothing short of entertaining. As the lights go down in the arena, leaving our crowd in this patented cloak of darkness, the bright lights flash, and that signals the arrival of the crippler Matt McClain. As a hush falls over this capacity crowd, leaving the arena in total darkness, oh, the multicolored lights explode across a rampway, and my God, listen to the people boo, and Matt McClain hasn't even come out of the curtains yet. Here comes his wife, Chrissy McClain, and pulling the curtain to the side, out steps the crippler with a sly grin playing across his lips. The fans have stepped up the booze and raising both arms into the air. The crowd continues to roar with disapproval. Finally making his way slowly down to our ringside area, you can see that tonight Matt McClain has chosen a pair of neon green wrestling tights that say the crippler down both legs. Folks, if I were Eric Danger, I would just treat this match like when you meet a grizzly in the woods in the wild. Lie down, play dead, and just hope he goes away. Handing his silver metal-framed Oakleys to his wife, Chrissy McClain, and entering the cage. Oh my, what is that smell? Did Eric Danger just crap his pants? Oh gosh, that's funny. Let me be serious here for a second, folks. Tonight, this match is going to be nothing more than a one-sided bitch slap, because Matt McClain is facing a man who, let's be serious, really has no wrestling experience, as I explained before Eric Danger entered into the cage. Still, McClain is focused, and trust me when I say, when that bell rings, McClain is going to be 110% all business. As the referee checks Matt McClain for foreign objects, let's talk to you about the strategy that I think Matt McClain should use. You know what? I think McClain should go right at Danger like a wild animal. You know, work the old man's body. Try to really tire him out as quick as possible. And then that's when the punishment will take place. Forget about what this match means to Matt McClain, because let's be honest, it doesn't mean a damn hill of beans. He's expected to beat Eric Danger. Eric Danger is expected to be bloodied, and Eric Danger is expected to get hurt. Crippling Eric Danger is going to serve one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to show absolutely real, our e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, that Matt McClain is coming, and he's coming very, very soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is your pleasure that I introduce to you the man, who is the personification of perfection. He is the master of submission, and he is the uncrowned world heavyweight champion of the WWA. He hails from Houston, Texas, and weighed in at 235 pounds. He is a former three-time WFWA World, National, and Tag Team Champion. He is a five-time BWA Heavyweight Champion and former NEWA World Television Champion. The unbeaten WW Heavyweight Champion. You might not care about his accolades, but he does. And he goes by the Crippler, Matt McClain.
The referee calls for the bell. The cage door closes, and here we go. McClain charges Danger, and oh no! Danger just tossed powder into the eyes of Matt McClain. Come on, referee! You checked McClain for foreign objects. You didn't check Danger. You gotta be kidding me! Hard knife edge chop across the chest of Matt McClain, and there goes the Crippler stumbling back into the cage. Hard left hands, and going low. Down goes McClain to both knees, and look at Eric Danger laugh as McClain writhes in pain on the canvas from the testicular throb. Struggling to get Matt McClain to his feet, Danger tosses his opponent into the cage with a weak Irish whip. Here comes McClain on the rebound, and Danger closes the gap. Oh, but he missed with the world clothesline. McClain counters with the spine-shattering spinning sidewalk slam, and good Lord Almighty, this just might be the beginning of the end. Body slam in the center of the ring by McClain gives the Crippler time to now ascend the top turnbuckle, and uh-oh, folks, he's gonna come down hard. Leaping into the air, oh! Corkscrew plunge that connects, and Matt McClain is now pointing to the cage. The crowd begins to boo, and positioning himself right next to the steel panel with the wobbly Eric Danger in a precarious position. Oh, damn! Headed arm dragon suplex tosses Danger into the cage, and good Lord Almighty, folks, yes, indeedy, it didn't take long for Eric Danger to start bleeding. Chrissy McClain has appeared here at ringside, and she just tossed a chair. Come on, Chrissy! Like, he doesn't need anything else, and he's gonna kill the guy, for Christ's sake! I'm not a hey, shut up, Chrissy! God, I hate you! But fans, let's forget about Chrissy McClain here at ringside, because Matt McClain has just retrieved that steel chair, and look at Danger wobbling up to his feet. He doesn't know which way is up, looking through the crimson mist that is now raining down his face. He looks into Matt McClain's eyes like a baby seeing. Oh, chair shot from hell! Danger falls face first into the cage and sliding down the mesh like a piece of cheese on a grater. I don't think Matt McClain is even close to being finished with easy Eric Danger. Dragging Eric Danger's blood-caked body into the upright position, it's McClain who now straddles a chair and pulling down on the overhead. Oh my gosh! Face first into the dented steel chair, and did you see Eric Danger's head bounce off the metal like a Super Bowl? My God, that had to be one of the nastiest inverted DDTs I have ever seen. Oh my, wait a minute. What is McClain doing? Oh my Lord, no. Fans, Matt McClain is now scaling the mesh cage, and he's going to the top. Hey, McClain, get off of there. It's like 20 feet. You'll kill the guy. Eric Danger is now lying in a pool of his own blood, and good God, with his nut shave right before a bachelor party, Matt McClain has that damn steel chair in his hands. McClain gives a sign of the cross, and he's leaping into the air. 360 guillotine leg drop with the steel chair right into the face of Eric Danger. My God, Eric Danger's dead. McClain is in pain, but falling to his side. He's locking on the breaking point cross face. And come on, referee, ring the bell. Danger's knocked out, and McClain is trying to pull Danger's shoulder from his socket. The referee finally is calling for the bell. He's calling for the bell, and that's it. Matt McClain is not letting go of the hold. He's rocking back and forth and back and forth. Look at the blood stream down Eric Danger's face, and into the cage comes WWE security, and they're finally prying Matt McClain's blood-stained arms off of Eric Danger. My God, folks, Matt McClain has completely decimated Eric Danger. Come on, Matt, get out of the ring, you big bully!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by submission, the Crippler, Matt McClain!
I'm not sure what else to say other than, wow, Matt McClain has just beaten Eric Danger to within an inch probably of his life. And fans, I'm not quite positive if Eric Danger is still even breathing inside that ring. 360-degree guillotine leg drop with a chair in his hand. We have to take a break, folks. And if you have a weak heart or take medication of any kind, please do not return. Because when we come back on the air, it's going to be Todd Nightmare Knight, our new WWA Heavyweight Champion, defending his newly appointed championship belt against a man who once owned it and who desperately wants to get it back. And that man is the Spectre. My God, we'll see you in a few. Hey, you think I can get Eric Danger's watch if he's not, you know, alive?